Peace be to you, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姊妹平安。
I see many empty spaces here.
这里很多空位。
People must have known that I'm preaching today.
是不是因为陈长老在讲道？
Today passage is about the Good Samaritans.
今天是好撒玛利亚人的这个比喻。
Let's pray. Yeah.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Lord, this morning may you bless us, and may your passage today deeply disturb us, that we may be moved to action to deliver those who are in need. And may you guide the word of my mouth that will bring blessing to all. In Jesus Christ's most precious name.
Amen.
I'm going to get Pastor Xiaohui to help us read the verses in Chinese. Luke chapter 10.Verse 25 to 37.
路加福音第十章第二十五节到第三十七节。路加福音第十章，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎么呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下加耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们掳去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，又就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他从这边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹了好了，扶他骑到自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出两钱银子来交给店主说：你且照应他，此外所费用的我回来必还你。你想这三个人哪一个落在强盗手中是邻舍呢？他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说：你去照样行吧。
This parable is perhaps best known parables of Jesus.
这个比喻可能是耶稣最出名的比喻。
The word Good Samaritans is often used to describe any person who goes out of his way to help one another.
所以这个好撒玛利亚人呢，也用来形容一个愿意去帮助人的人。
In U.S., there's actually a law to protect those, a Good Samaritan law to protect those who try to do well and may cause unintended injury to no fault of their own.
所以在美国呢，也有这个好撒玛利亚人的这个律法，就是那些帮助人，然后无意中伤害到的呢，他们也受到保护。
And in Christians, this Good Samaritan is like a very familiar passage.
所以对于基督徒呢，也是很熟悉的一段经文。
But beware, familiarity breeds contempt.
可是要小心，因为你熟悉，有时候呢，你就没有注意到里面的细节。
And when I read the passage, I thought, you know, well, of course I will help this person.
你会说，我看了经文说，当然我会帮这个人嘛。
But you know, in reality, this is not so in the world we are living in.
可是我们在活在这个世界，这个现实却不是如此。
Recently, you may have known of the gang rape that's happened in India.
可能你会知道这个在印度里面发生的这个轮奸的事情。
The poor university student, the lady, was subsequently brought to Singapore, and eventually she died.
而这个女士呢，带到新加坡来治疗，可是还是死亡了。
Well, when the truth is that when she was being raped and beaten up together with her boyfriend.They were left there for an hour with passerby running by.
确实是，就是当她受到伤害，然后她跟她的男朋友在路边的时候呢，他们在那里一个小时都没有人帮助他们。
You see a beaten couple there, and no one's cared to help.
你看到一个被打伤的夫妇在那里，可是却没有人帮他们。
And last year, some of you may have watched a video in YouTube.
去年我们看到一个 YouTube.
It's about this two-year-old toddler by the name of Yue Yue.
就是月月一个小孩童。
Actually, I was considering whether to film this up today.
我在想说要不要看这个 惨不忍睹的事件。
It's too disturbing, so I did against that. Yeah.
所以我最后因为惨不忍睹，所以就不看了。
It's about a two-year toddler.
就是一个两岁的孩童。
Being run over by a van.
被一个货车所撞伤了。
After running her through the front wheel, the driver didn't stop and move on, and the back wheel again ran over her.
所以前轮已经碾过了，可是他还仍然没有停，后轮也碾过。
I ran over recently. Ran over a kid and killed the cat. Yeah.
最近我打撞死了一个猫，一只猫。
And I felt deeply remorseful about that. Yeah.
我就感到非常的愧疚。
Even though I didn't know that it's around. Yeah.
虽然我不是有意的。
And the small cat, and then the bump is quite obvious. It go boom. Yeah.
因为是一只小猫，所以那个就有很大的一个震撼。
Can you imagine the toddler?
可以想象，如果是一个婴孩会是如此，
and 孩
子会是如此。
And the driver bothered to ran over it twice, without even stopping down to help.
可是这个司机却两次却没有停下来帮忙。
I think this is not the most painful of all.
可是最不痛恨的不是这个。
And this was subsequently caught in the video.
所以在 CCTV 里面呢，就看到了这个情景。
And there was actually 18 passersby.
有十八个路过的人
，and many of them just walked by, saw this, toddler in a pool of blood.
有经过的时候看到这个婴孩，一个两岁的孩子在那里，是在血瀑之中
，and didn't extend the help.
却没有帮助。
Only until a little poor garbage, lady came by.
直到有一个是收垃圾的妇人经过
，and he looked at 月月。
看到了月月
，and yell for her mother，
就喊，赶快喊他的母亲过来。
And by then it was already too late。
可是那时候已经太晚了。
When after sending to hospital，
到医院的时候
，she died 1 week later。
一个星期后就死亡了。
And it is very clear they say that if they were to bring this to hospital earlier， she would have survived。
他们说如果找到这个医院的话，她就能够活。
So you can see that in this world such heartless and savage acts exist。
我们可以看到这个世界，里面就有这样子残忍的事情发生。
What were the people thinking?
所以你会说这些人在想些什么呢
？And this parable is a monumental piece of reminder to us how what love means.
所以这一个比喻是一个不朽的一个提醒，告诉我们什么是还是最重要的。
Actually, the focus of this passage is not the Samaritan.
其实这一个经文里面的主角并不是这个撒玛利亚人。
It's about the kingdom of God.
而是关乎这个神的国。
It's about a lawyer.
所以这个律法师。
He's concerned about what can I do to inherit eternal life.
他是问说要怎么样才能够承受永生。
At least he's interested in eternal life.
至少他对这个永生很感兴趣。
Not about buying a next property or looking good, whether I should go for LASIK.
关乎的不是他到底样子如何或者要买什么产业。
And this lawyer is serious.
所以这个律法师是认真的。
And he would have never engaged in the sex for great scandal.
他不这样子的律法师是绝对不会有那种丑闻是以性爱来换取这个积分。
So let's take a look at the passage.
所以我们来看今天的经文。
So in the beginning of the passage, we met two men.
所以在这里有两个人。
One the lawyer.
一个是律法师。
And the other the giver of life, Jesus.
另外一个是耶稣。
And as an expert in the Jewish religion.He is known to read, copy the law, and exhort people to follow the law of the Jew.
因为他是一个律法师，所以对于这个律法，他非常熟悉，也能够以此来教导人。
At this point, Jesus has already done many things that gain credibility about who Jesus is.
来到这个故事的时候呢，耶稣已经是非常有威望，能够来讲述这样的事情。
He has challenged many of the Pharisees and scribes.
他也挑战许多的这个律法跟文士。
He has performed miracles.
也行了神迹。
He shared many parables that disturbed many.
他的比喻呢也非常震撼人心。
So I think this lawyer is coming now to put Jesus to the test.
所以其实这个律法师是来这里要来考验耶稣的。
And we got a feeling that this interrogation is a hostile one.
我们可以想象这个是一个没有非常友善的一个测试。
So a lawyer.
所以这个律法师。
Coming down to Jesus,
来到耶稣面前
What must I do to inherit eternal life.
我该做什么才可以承受永生？
And then he's in looking for answer, he thought Jesus would tell him a list of the to-dos.
他以为耶稣会告诉他一系列该做的事情。
And he would say, huh, I've done A, B, C, D, E. That's why I'm there.
这些我都做了，所以我可以。
But Jesus surprisingly turned around and asked him, how do you read it? What do you think?
可是耶稣却反过来问他说，你念的你的诠释是什么呢？
And he was stunned.
所以他就说
But of course, being a knowledgeable person, he summarized the law very, very quickly.
可是因为他是非常有知识的，他就把整个律法都浓缩起来。
And he said, you need to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and with all your might.
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱你的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱邻舍如同自己。
If you look at the Lord, this love the Lord with all your soul, all your might is not doesn't come together with love your neighbor yourself.
如果你看这个律法里面呢，这个前面的这段爱神跟后面的爱邻舍的是不同的段落。
And this person actually able to summarize the first and second together and put it together as a piece of answer to Jesus.
而这个律法师却能够把两个结合在一起来回答耶稣。
And Jesus say, "Wow, this is a perfect 10-year series answer."
耶稣就说，你这个是非常好的答案。
And then, then Jesus said, "Okay, then do this and you will live."
所以你就如此行，你就能够得永生了。
Just imagine the lawyer, and he's here to challenge Jesus. He's preparing a good fight.
所以这个律法师他来到面前是要跟耶稣来较量。
And Jesus asked him a question, and then said, "Do this, and you will live."
所以耶稣就说，你做这样就好了嘛。
And you feel that he's frustrated, you know? He said, "It is not ended yet."
所以他就觉得可能还不够。
And so he asked, you know, so you know, then instead of saying that, "Oh, Jesus, I'm sinful, you know, what can I do more?"
以及他说，耶稣，我是不完美的，我还能做什么呢？
So he justified by himself by saying, then.Who's my neighbor?
他却在这里却是要写明自己是有理的。他就说那谁是我的邻舍呢？
Okay, so he's trying to say, okay, can you define who the neighbor is?
所以在这里，他要耶稣定义谁是邻舍。
And maybe it's a question we can ask ourselves.
也许我们就可以问我们自己。
Maybe you define neighbors as your immediate family.
可能你会觉得你的邻舍就是你最亲的那些亲人。
Maybe all the family, extended family, your cousins with the same surname. Maybe that's it.
可能是你同宗的都是。
Maybe you're also your staff and your colleagues. Maybe because they are important to you.
可能也包括你的那些的同事。
So tell me, who is your neighbor?
所以谁才是你的邻舍呢？
It's like we're asking, you know, how much should I tie each week?
这样的问题就好像问说你每个星期要奉献多少？
Is it before tax or after tax?
Yeah. 你要问说到底是有扣税还是没有扣税？
So he's asking for some law to abide by.
所以他是希望有一些规则能够遵循。
Again, Jesus did not answer him directly.
可是耶稣又没有正面的回答他。
And Jesus instead shared a story of the Good Samaritan.
耶稣就在这里说了这个好撒玛利亚人的故事。
So a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
所以这个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。
And well known to be a very dangerous route to take.
他们都知道这一条路是非常危险的路。
Made known by its many robberies that happen along this road. Yeah.
因为在这里有许多抢盗。
It's about 17 miles long.
在有17里。
And I think you know Jesus mentioned that this person was beaten up to near dead.
所以在这里，耶稣说这个人打到几乎是半死了。
And we can assume that this is that he's unconscious lying there.
而在这里，他可能是昏迷，就躺在那里。
Probably in some pool of blood.
可能就有血迹。
Much like 月月。
可能像月月一样。
And this as happened, the priest came down the same road, saw the man, and passed by the other side.
所以这有一个祭司看到了，可是他却从另一边走了。
Well, the priest.It's like you know the if you that time it was the atas one here.
祭司就是高层
upper class one. Okay. Like the like you know the Roman Vatican.
就好像在
the bishops.
在罗马这个那里的那些主教
very rich.
又有钱
Pastor 小辉
像我一样有钱
Okay. And And probably riding on a horse because this person is obviously of high status, so riding a horse.
所以他可能也骑着驴子或者马，因为他是有钱人。
In this case, someone will be driving the Mercedes S-Class, you know, driving through. Yeah.
就好像驾着马赛蒂经过一样。
And he saw this person.
他看到了。
And he quickly rode by.
就从另一边过去了。
And I think there isn't too much description in the Bible why he did that.
也在圣经里面也没有说明为什么他的动机是什么。
I think he must have thought through.
所以他应该也有想过。
I think some exposition that I've researched.
我在我的研究里面。
They say that because if this person is dead.
他们是说，如果这个人已经死了
，and worse off, if he is a Jew, he is non-Jew.
如果他又是非犹太人
，and to touch him or walking within a certain distance of this person,
这个祭司如果靠近他或者甚至触摸他
，he risk being unclean.
他就会变成不洁净。
Because you know he need to perform 正餐 you know afterwards.
因为他接下来要做洁净的事情。
And so you know then he needs to go through a quite an elaborate process.Of being getting clean again.
如果要洁净自己的话，就非常的复杂。
And then you need to, you know, get a calf, sacrifice the calf.
又要献祭。
And then you need to, need to wait for a few weeks, 2 weeks, I think.
要两个星期后。
And you cannot perform this spiritual ritual.
又不能做他该做的那个圣洁的事情。
And thinking of all this trouble, you know, why don't I just act blur and?Drive off.
想到这些复杂的事情不然我就走开了。
And how many of us has actually, as you drove by a road,
我们有时候驾过一条路的时候
，or you saw someone reversing the car onto someone else's car,
或者你看到有人撞到另外一人的车。
In case of, instead of doing something about it,
你有出去吗？有做一些事情吗
？And you choose to drive away,
或者你就想我继续走。
And not that you haven't thought of it before.
不是你没有想过。
Or you're thinking about, man, you know, I need to, maybe I've been asked to be a witness.
我就想说，哎呀，如果我出来，等下又要做证人。
Maybe I'm going to ask to subpoena to court.
可能又要上庭。
And then why should I go through this trouble?
为什么我要这样麻烦呢
？And maybe this is the case.
可能就是这样子。
And he rode by him.
所以他就经过了。
Okay, then so too a Levite.Verse 32, you know, when he came by the place, saw him and also passed by other side.
所以这个利未人他经过，他也是如此行。
Now, these Levites are not so high class.
这个利未人就没有像这个祭司这么高。
Maybe not pastor.
不是这个牧师。
Maybe the elder and deacon.
他只是长子。
Or Christians.
或者是基督徒。
And they came by and decided to pass through. Yeah.
他经过，可是他看到了，可是他也是就走过了。
And maybe they fear for their own safety.
因为他可能也担心自己也有危险。
And it's not like U.S. they have a good Samaritan law.
不像在美国，他有这个好撒玛利亚人的律法。
And what if I help, and then this person accuses me of being the person who beat him up, then I'll be in trouble.
然后如果我去帮忙他，然后这个人醒来说，是不是你害我，所以才这样，然后就麻烦了。
Interesting. By the way, do you know that there's a lot of explanation on why people don't help Yue Yue?
这个很多人就分析说为什么这些人没有帮助Yue Yue.
They said that because in China there was quite a few instances.
可是他们说是因为在中国呢有几个案例。
Where a good person helps someone.
就是有一个人帮助另外一个人。
And being turned around, accused by the person.
可是却被那个人呢，反而来指控他。
You are the one that caused my problem.
是就是你害我了，所以你现在愧疚来帮我。
So the helper become the loser.
所以那个帮人的反而受到伤害。
In a particular case, you know, it's quite cute. You know, the police actually interrogate the helper.
在有一个情景呢，这个警方呢，甚至就在那边来盘问这个帮助人的。
You know, I don't know why you help the old lady.
我不知道为什么你会帮助这个老婆婆。
And then brought her all the way to her hospital.
甚至还带她到医院去。
And give her $200.
而且还给她200块。
You must be guilty.
就可能就是因为你是有罪。
If you are not guilty, then how come you want to spend so much money to justify your own guilty?
如果不是你做的，那你为什么会这么好心帮这个老妇人？
Can you see that the world has changed to some?Crazy extent.
所以你可以想象，这个世界已经扭曲到如此。
Okay, but then there is a good news.
不过这里有好消息。
And the Samaritan came by.
这个撒玛利亚人经过。
This is significant.
这个是 很重要的。
And I think Jesus literally mentioned this person is a Samaritan.
所以耶稣是刻意在这里来形容 是一个撒玛利亚人。
Samaritan in the Jews' eye are unclean Jew.
这个撒玛利亚人在犹太人的眼里呢，是一个不洁净的犹太人。
Because they are the half-breed who has mixed marriages with their conqueror like the Assyrians.
因为这些撒玛利亚人呢，他们跟那些之前被占领的时候，就跟外邦人已经混种了。
Like the 杂种 ，no， yeah，
混种人。
And the some of the literature even mentioned, okay, he that eats the bread of the Samaritans，
有甚至有犹太人这么说，那些吃撒玛利亚人的食物的。
It's like the one that eats the flesh of the pig.
吃就好像吃猪肉一样。
To them, the pig is an unclean animal. Yeah.
因为猪肉就是最不洁净的。
And Samaritans also worship in a different place.
所以撒玛利亚人的崇拜的地方也不一样。
And they worship the temple on Mount Gerizim.
他们是在基利心山上的这个圣殿
敬拜。And the Jews say that the place where God is Jerusalem.
而犹太人觉得却神是在耶路撒冷。
So there are many conflict that is in the past.
所以这个他们犹太人跟撒玛利亚人之间是有许多的不和。
So in the Jew, nothing good comes out of the Samaritan.
对于犹太人来说，撒玛利亚人所做的不会是好事。
But what did he do?
可是这个撒玛利亚人却怎么做呢？
Okay, the Samaritans risks his inconvenience.
这个撒玛利亚人就是不怕麻烦。
And Jesus make give the detail of what the Samaritan did.
耶稣也把他所做的细节都讲出来了。
He went to the wounded man.
他来到这个受伤的人。
He bound up his wound.
就把他的伤处都包好了。
Pour on oil and wine because it relaxes the person.
也又用油又用酒来浇在他身上，因为让他能够舒缓。
Carry him in his own donkey as while he walks.
又让他骑到自己的驴子之上。
Brought him to an inn, which is some kind of a motel. Yeah.
带到一个可以休息的店。
Took care of him.
照顾他。
But because he cannot be with him, so he gave the money to the innkeeper.
可是因为第二天要离开，就把钱给了店主。
And I told the innkeeper, if this is not enough, I'll come back and pay you again.
他就告诉店主说，如果还不够，我一定会回来还给你。
From a Samaritan.
这些都是这个撒玛利亚人做的。
Okay. You know that if the person, the injured person wakes up and cannot pay the bill.
他知道如果这个人醒来又不能还钱。
He will be charged and go to jail.
他会被控告，然后带到监狱去。
And the Samaritan not only brought him there and gave him 2 denarii.
而这个撒玛利亚人却把他带到那边又给了钱。
Which is equivalent to 2 days of your wages.
就等于是两天的工作的酬劳。
And he has so he knows that he has no way to he's giving this money knowing that he will never get it back.
他知道他给了这个钱，他是没有办法拿回来。
And so after describing the story,
所以讲完了这个故事。
And Jesus asked the lawyer.
耶稣就问这个律法师。
Who of which do you think is the neighbor to this man?
谁会是这个落在强盗手里的人的邻舍呢？
And they say.And then this lawyer, I think he's still being cornered.
So this law 法师知道自己就现在被逼。
And he reluctantly say, the one who has mercy on him.
他就被逼，他就说是那个怜悯这个人的人。
He didn't even say the Samaritan.
他甚至不要说是撒玛利亚人。
And but he say the one who has mercy on him.
就说就是那个怜悯人的人。
So the discussion began with, you know, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
所以开始的这个讨论是谁怎么样才能够得着永生？
And the conclusion is answered with what has to be done.
而结束的时候却是说我们当行什么？
And basically Jesus is telling the Samaritans that it is impossible to enter the kingdom of God just by obeying the law.
耶稣所要说的就是不那能够只是行律法就能够进入神的国。
Important is where your heart is.
最重要的是你的心是在哪里。
Jesus came not to abolish the law.
耶稣来不是要废除律法。
But to set it at a higher plane.
而是要把律法提升到另外一个境界。
Remember he said, "Thou shalt not murder."
当他说你不能够杀人的时候
But he said that if you hate your brothers, you have already committed murder.
他说甚至如果你恨恶弟兄就是等于杀人
And thou shalt not commit adultery.
你不能犯奸淫
But he said if you look at a woman lustfully,
可是如果你看那个女人用有色的眼光
And not even committed an extramarital affair yet.
都还没有做犯出轨的事情.
You have committed adultery.
你就已经是算是犯奸淫了.
So the story of the Good Samaritan is not just about a man who does good deeds.
所以这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻，并不是说这是一个好人在做好事情而已.
It is a story about the kingdom of God.
是一个关乎神的国的故比喻.
And Jesus tells his audience that the kingdom of God will turn the human value and judgment upside down.
而在这里呢，耶稣告诉他，他说这个神的国里面会把我们所有的所想的呢都颠覆起来。
I'd like to suggest that there are two lessons we can take away from this parable.
我觉得在这里我们可以学到两个很重要的功课。
First,
第一,
we must throw away all preconceived idea.
就是我们以前本来有的假象，我们应该挪走。
About who a good person is.
就是什么是好人，可能我们应该先放在一边。
So in our case, so Christian, we must be better.
基督徒就是好人。
Chinese, we must be better.
我们是华人，所以我们是比较好的人。
Someone who is rich must be kind.
这个有钱人就是一个善良的人。
But here Jesus say action speaks louder than words.
可是耶稣在这里说，这个你所做的呢，比你口里讲的更重要。
It is not it's easy to follow the law.
是你可以遵循律法。
But you may also be blinded by the law.
可是你也被可能被律法所蒙蔽。
And Jesus said to the lawyer, say, the one who show mercy towards him.
在这里律法是说，是那个行怜悯人的。
And Jesus said, go. And do likewise.
耶稣就说你如此行了。
So love is about deeds.
所以这个爱心其实就是要行出来。
It's about action.
是要做出事情来。
Leaving your favorite seat to an old lady in the MRT, deeds.
所以你把你的位置让出给有需要的人，这就是行动。
Sign up as Sunday school teacher because our church is so short of Sunday school teacher. Deeds.
我们的这个主日学很缺老师，如果你奉献自己就是行动。
If your friend needs babysitting, call the friend up and say, do you need me to bring your kids over? Deeds.
一个有需要人家帮他看顾孩子的，你这么做就是行动。
So deeds, deeds, and deeds.
行动。
Here, love is costly.
所以呢，爱心其实是有需要付出的。
We know you need to pay a price for love.
你必须付出才能够表达你的爱。
It's easier to come here to enjoy the worship, you know, to bring the kids to the Sunday school, to enjoy the facilities. But you know, I think if you choose to love, you will pay the cost.
来这里听到或者寄放你的孩子，那是很容易的。不过如果你真正要爱的时候，你就要付出。
Or when the time comes where the cost is too high, we bail.
有的时候因为这个代价太高，可能我们就放弃了。And
so it's more striking the part is the action of Good Samaritan here.
所以在这里很震撼我们的就是这个撒玛利亚人所做的事情。And
he's willing to come out his time, his money, and his provision just to help another soul.
因为他在这里，他愿意付出他的时间、他的精力、他的金钱来帮助另外一个人。And
this person he doesn't even know.
这个是他完全不认识的人。So
those who cannot give love cannot understand God loves for us.
而那些没有办法爱人的呢，他们可能就是不了解神是如何的爱我们。
So our time,
我们的时间,
our resources,
我们的资源,
and our convenience,
我们的时间。
Love means I will sacrifice time, money, and convenience for my neighbor.
而爱就是愿意我们奉献我们的时间、我们的精力来帮助我们的邻舍。
I mean, at least accept them.
至少要接受。 他们是我们的邻舍。
We once had a neighbor, a Kiwi New Zealander living across from our house.
我有一次我有一个从纽西兰来的，他是我的邻舍。
And because they live in a big areas and with no fences.
可是因为他住的地方很大，又没有篱笆。
The man was employed by the Singapore Turf Club to, you know, he's called a farrier who who actually knocked the horseshoe into the horse, you know, on the horse.
Yeah. 他是负责在那个赛马场那里帮那个马装那个蹄子的。
And because they are used to that kind of open life.
可是因为他们很习惯这种开放的。
And the kids will run to neighbor houses.
所以他的孩子都会跑到邻舍的。
And we will come down one day and hey, how come this two this boy and girl is in the house playing our toys?
有时候我下来，哎，为什么这个邻居的孩子会在我的家里面玩玩具
？And then feeling absolutely at home.
他们觉得好像就在自己的家一样。
And they go down to the kitchen and pour their own water, and this is their home.
他们就在厨房那边自己喝水。
And obviously, the first intent is that, who are you?
第一个想法就是你是谁
？Get out.
离开我的家。
Okay, this is my carpet.
这个是我的地毯。
Who's going to clean up?
谁来清理
？And that's what other neighbors, you know, felt very irritated and complaining about them.
我的其他的邻舍就在这里就控诉他们。
But you know, these kids are not beaten up half dead.
这些孩子没有被冻伤。
But as I tried to woo them away, I start thinking, have I not even accept them?
在我想要赶走他们的时候，我心里想，哎，是不是我没有接受他们
？I mean, we talk about neighborly. These people are not even needing our help. They are just coming here to play.
我们说要对我们的邻舍很好，可是这些人都只是来玩而已。
So the least I could do is to accept them.
所以最起码的就是要先接受。
I think end up we have a very good neighborly relationship.
最后我跟这个邻舍就有很好的关系。
So the question is not who is your neighbor.
所以问题不是谁是你的邻舍。
And but who are you neighborly with?
而是你对谁像邻舍一样的好。
We know that Singapore, this is a really a real situation for all of us.
在新加坡，这的确是很重要的课题。
Because many of you don't want to give birth early.
因为你们很多不要早生孩子。
Except me and Kat.
不像我跟 Kat 一样。
Okay. And our population is very is dwindling.
是因为我们的这个人口越来越少。
And the government actually has to bring in the foreigners to make sure the population number stays if constant.
所以政府就把更多的新移民带到我们当中。
And recently, I heard that someone a friend told me that he heard someone in Orchard Road.
有一次我听到我的朋友说，他听到另外一个人在乌节路。
And this is a mother talking to a child.
所以这个母亲跟孩子说。
And as we squeezing through the crowd.
在人挤人的时候。
And you tell the she told this mother told the son.
母亲跟孩子说。
I think the government should get rid of these foreigners.
孩子，我觉得政府应该把这些移民赶出去。
Look what had done to Singapore.
你看他们把政府新加坡变到这样，这么多人。
I don't dare to dream about what's going to happen to the next generation if this kind of attitude continues.
我想，如果继续有这样子的态度，不懂我们的下一代会是怎么样。
So love is about actions and deed.
所以爱就是要付出行动。
And it's not about you don't discuss love and think about love.
我们不是只是谈论而已。
You go up and save the person.
我们就是要做出这个帮助的事情。
And the second lesson is that we may not be the crusaders.
第二个功课就是我们不可能不是一个可以做各样事情的人。
And we don't have to be like people asking the beauty pageant.
我们不是好像问那种选美的时候问的时候。
What's your mission in life?
你要做什么呢？
World peace.
世界和平。
I don't think God needs us to be the people that make world peace.
我们不需要做到哇世界和平的人。
But at least we respond to emergency and problems that fall in our laps as we travel.
可是在我们到处行的时候，我们帮助那些有看到有需要的人。
As opportunity presents itself.
当需要来到我们前面。
Whether in an accident,
不管是意外
，whether it's a colleague that needs money,
或者是一个有需要钱的同事
，or friend going through divorces,
或者一个朋友他正在办离婚
，are we responding?
我们就要回应。
My neighbor is anyone who is in trouble.
所以我的邻舍就是那个有难的人
，and someone who got put in our path,
来到我们当中的人。
So don't let your heart be hardened.
所以你不要让你的心刚硬了。
And perhaps people like Yue Yue,
就可以真的是帮助像Yue Yue这样的处境的人。
Maybe she has a living chance.
她就有一个能够存活的机会。
So in this parable, the priest and the Levites came first.
所以在这个故事里面，这个利未人跟这个祭司先经过。
They passed the opportunity to show love.
而他们就也错过了那个能够表达爱的机会。
The Samaritan came last.
这个撒玛利亚人是最后一个。
And he acted.
可是因为他有行动。
In Luke chapter 13.
路加福音第十三章。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
In the kingdom of God.
天国。
Indeed, there are those who are first who will be last.
有在前的却要在后。
And those who are last will be first.
而在后的却要在前。
So, brothers and sisters, don't be the last.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要做那个在后的。
Let's pray.
弟兄，让我们祷告。
Lord, as the hymn says, trust and obey. May we also be reminded today that in our business, pursuing our own goals and prosperity, that we don't forget about love. That our hearts will not be hardened to those that are in need. And indeed, there are many of these that are presented in front of us. Do we do something or we are so buried with our work that we forgot that this is what you called us to do? And while this story of Good Samaritan may be something that is so familiar to all of us, may it today disturb us into action, that we may show love, the Christian love, through actions and not by words. Lord, thank you for this time in Jesus Christ's most precious name.